Yeah, look, I suppose, Catherine, it's something that local residents have been on to me for a long number of years about the road leading to the Melmore Peninsula in Downings, and it's something that needs to be addressed, a matter of urgency. The road needs to be widened, there needs to be more laybys put in place, but also there needs to be a car park facility installed at the Murder Hole Beach, which is a massive tourist attraction, especially over the last few years. People are finding out about it and it's been more and more attractive, so it's something we need to act on as a matter of urgency.
But as you said, it's a massive tourist attraction, but also a massive undertaking for this project, not really looking too lightly that it'll be done for the 2021 season.
No, I think that's the reason that I spoke up today at the meeting. I'm not happy with the progress that's been made and the speed that it's moving at, and I'm calling on the council to engage with myself and the local stakeholders down there, the landowners and residents, to fast track this project as a matter of urgency, to try and get it delivered for the 2021 season, even if it's only the laybys and a temporary surface laid down for car park, and until the full project is delivered. As you said, there's funding secured, but I suppose actions speak louder than words, and we need to get it moving and get it fast-tracked as a matter of urgency. Number one, for the residents that are living in the area trying to get in and out to their private dwellings, but number two as well, for people that are coming and taking the time and effort to visit this beautiful scenic spot, to make sure that they have the facilities then to park their vehicles safely and to access the Murder Hole Beach.